Chapter 66. Joe Breen waited for Lorraine Frazetta's car at a corner three turns away from his boss's house. No matter which direction she approached from, she would have to pass this corner. It was far enough away that even if the cops had eyes on the house, they wouldn't be here. And on the odd chance that they were following Lorraine, it wouldn't seem strange to the cops for Mike's right-hand man to have a chat with Mike's wife. Joe thought that was kind of funny, because the only people it would seem strange to were the three of them. While Mike Frazetta didn't quite understand the depth of the animosity between his wife and Joe, he knew there was no love lost between them. Joe watched the oncoming traffic in his side-view mirror and waited. He didn't think he'd missed her. Although she drove a sports car, she wasn't a fast driver. Nor was Lorraine the kind of woman to go directly home. She was always stopping for coffee, or to shoe shop, or to buy some flowers for the house. Joe couldn't remember a time when Lorraine came back to the house empty-handed. She was always carrying something in with her that she didn't have on the way out. He figured it was one of the ways she coped with growing up poor. He found himself wishing he'd found a better way to deal with his own rotten childhood. Just as he began to worry that this was the one time she would make an exception, Joe spotted Lorraine's black Corvette Grand Sport turning onto the block and heading his way. He got out of his GTO only when there was no chance she could back up to avoid him. He stood in the middle of the street, waving his palms at the pavement for her to slow down. When she came to a stop, he walked around to her window. But Lorraine wasn't happy about being ambushed this way and refused to roll down her darkly tinted window. He rapped his knuckles on the glass until she did.
All right, she said, relenting. What the fuck do you want?
To save your life.
Get out of here.
She hit the switch to roll up the window.
I know about you and Vic,
he said, plenty loud enough for her to hear. The window stopped going up, then came down halfway. She put on a puzzled face.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Don't you now? Joe pulled his cell phone from his pocket, scrolled to what he was looking for, tapped the screen, and turned it to face Lorraine. She watched herself coming out the front door of Vic's hotel, hesitating, handing the valet her parking stub. She shoved the phone back at Breen.
Enough, enough! Mike, had you follow me?
Her face was calm. Her voice was brittle and thick with fear. Was Vic I was keeping an eye on, not you.
That video is bullshit. It doesn't prove anything.
Joe shook his head. Proves you're a liar. How's your old feeble aunt in Lowell doing?
Vic called when I was heading to Lowell. He asked me to come visit. He was sick. His wife left him, and he needed a friend.
Easily enough checked out with phone records, he said. But I don't think you'll want to push back too hard on that, Lorraine. I've talked to the staff at the hotel. They described you as if they'd known you their whole lives. And apparently you got quite a singing voice when you're properly inspired. She sagged in her seat.
Okay, what do you want?
For you to follow me. We can't talk out here in the street much longer. 20 minutes later, they were seated on a bench by the Frog Pond in Boston Common, both of them feeling awkward as could be.
So, she said, how much do you want? I've got my own money that Mike's given me to...
Keep it. I've money enough.
Then what? If you tell Mike he'll kill me, he'll kill Vic.
Maybe he would. I'm not at all sure. Was a time not long ago, I would have done it with a smile on my face. For most of my life, there were scarcely two people I disliked more than you two. Lorraine said,
something's changed?
It has.
What?
That's my business alone, Lorraine. Be glad we're having this talk instead of me having it with Mike.
Okay, Joe.
Vic's going to take a runner, isn't he? The surprised look on Lorraine's face was answer enough. She said,
how did you know?
I don't have use for the man, but he was always sharp. He could read the writing on the wall. Good athletes like Vic have the knack of slowing the world down and seeing what's coming round the bend.
You mean Mike was going to...
No need for you to be concerned with what Mike was or wasn't going to do, Joe said. What you need to do is to tell me what he told you, the truth. She didn't answer, clamping her lips tightly shut. Joe didn't figure she would be eager to give Vic up,
so he let her have a moment of bravery before explaining the facts of life. "The choice is yours, Lorraine. I've got to tell Mike something. Either I tell him about both of you or Vic. Odds are Vic's already gone. So it's unlikely we'd be able to get to him now in any case. But if you don't give him up to me, I'll give you up to Mike. I'll have no choice. I'm saving your life here, but not at the cost of my own. Things between us have not changed that much."
"But how will you explain to Mike how you know about Vic leaving?" she said.
"You let that be my worry. Just know that if you tell me the truth now, you'll be safe. Mike will never hear a word of what I know of you and Vic," Joe said, feeling the grass beneath the bench for a pebble to toss in the pond.
"How can I be sure you won't ever use the video against me?"
He found a few pebbles between the blades of grass. He clicked them together, shaking them in his fist. He said, "You have my word." Lorraine wasn't buying.
"What's your word worth?"
"To anyone but Mike, not much. Like I say, things have changed." He lobbed a smooth pebble into the pond and watched the ripples. "The choice is yours." He threw in a second pebble so that another set of ripples echoed along the surface.
"He's going down to Mexico and then to Belize. He said he would send for me when he was settled."
Joe Breen turned to Lorraine and gave her the familiar cold stare many of his victims had seen before dying. "Is that the truth?" Crying now, she said,
"I don't know if it's the truth. I wanted it to be, but it's what he told me. I swear on my mother's life."
Joe scrolled down to the video of Lorraine once again. He tapped the screen until the option menu came up and handed her the phone. "All you need do is tap erase." She didn't hesitate, then handed him back the phone. "Go home to Mike, Lorraine, and don't say a word of any of this. Not of Vic, and not of our talk. Not ever." She stood and looked down at the man who just spared her, the man she had spent most of her life hating.
"Why, Joe?" she said, confusion and curiosity compelling her to ask.
Thinking of Moira and Martina Penworth, he tossed a third pebble in the pond and ignored Lorraine's question. It wasn't important for her to know the answer. It was only important for him to know.